Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Buffalo needs players who can make huge plays in huge moments. That's DJ Moore.
Williams looking downfield, launching downfield, going for it all! It is caught! Bears win it! DJ Moore!
I like the move. A number one wide receiver who never misses starts. DJ Moore worked with Joe Brady, the new head coach of the Bills in Carolina, and he had his best year.
This is one of those situations where an early deadline for a major guarantee forced the Bears to do something, and they found a trade partner with a team coached by someone who knows Moore very well.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We have breaking news out of the NFL. According to Adam Schefter, wide receiver DJ Moore is being traded to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I guess that's probably safe to assume at this point. Give Colin Coward one thing. DJ Moore doesn't miss games. He looked that up, or probably someone did it for him. He has started and played 17 games in each of the last 5 years. This one is complicated for me. Right, back to Colin Coward twice in 1 minute. Number one receiver. How do you define it? Is he one of the best? Let's see. 32 wide receivers in the NFL? Almost definitely not. At 29, almost definitely not. Is he better than anybody the Bills have? Almost definitely yes. We have had this existence where it's true and it's also perceived that we sort of represent some, I don't know, is cult too strong when it comes to wide receivers? Like, the Bills lose in the playoffs every year because they don't have anybody better than Khalil Shakir. Like, no offense. It's become such a, it started with wide receiver train in the mornings, and it's like a locomotive times whatever, the conversation about this through the years. DJ Moore is complicated for me because as somebody that's like any fan, right? I mean, you've heard about this player he's played 8 years, so at least that long. And he's mostly been buried on teams that didn't go anywhere. That changed last year with the Bears, but his numbers took a dive with the Bears last year because, they had Luther Burden, Colston Loveland, Rome Odunze. They ran the ball. Like, it was more of a well-rounded offense as opposed to for most of Moore's career when he was kind of on his own. And that, of course, is, you're going to hear over and over, including from Joe Brady at some point, when Joe Brady was his offensive coordinator. I think Brady and maybe Brandon Bean, this is Carolina, if that matters. I think the message from the Bills here is let's party. And I get that for Brady. It's funny, Bean, and I'm not his biggest critic. His Q rating, has the show ever sounded older? His Q rating has gone way down in 12 months. Way down. But, I'm not as fierce on him as other people. But, this is him, and this is Brady, who is also him. Bean's choice, if you want. Dipping back into a player they know at a position that they need. Bean will be interesting to listen to eventually on this because I wonder if he sounds contrite about wide receiver. He often does not, but you might get that from him. I just decided when the offseason started and we started to throw around names that DJ Moore was someone I wanted no part of. Because I've been hearing for almost his entire career excuses for why he isn't more. And it's, he doesn't have a good quarterback. And then, he gets a good quarterback. But then, he quits on a route to end the season. Or walks off the field during a play. It's not the richest free agent year ever. But I wanted somebody else. I have to be honest. I've said it. We didn't spend a lot of time on DJ Moore. You don't spend a lot of time on guys that are under contract. But I was ready for Mike Evans. I don't know. I don't have every idea ranked, but I didn't want this. And then you get the added fun, exciting combo of what it costs to trade for him and then the money, all of which I hate. I mean, I can't believe the Bears did this well for a player everybody knew they didn't want. There it is. 10 words. I can't believe they did as well for a player everybody knew they didn't want. I think it was possible they were going to cut DJ Moore. And I'm giving up pick 60? I really, all due respect, don't care about the history of pick 60. I know what the value of a late second round pick is. And 60 versus 55 or 65 doesn't matter much to me. I have a second round pick I'm giving up for this guy. Yes, I get a fifth. I went to the trusty draft value chart, and there are numerous of these charts, but the one that I use, 300 points. I know it's math. 300 points for a second for pick 60, 26.2 for a fifth. It's a nice number if you run a marathon, but well, we have just about, give or take, 6 months to talk about DJ Moore, and you're going to hear it all. You're going to hear about how finally the Bills did the thing, which was overdue, and, you know, it's not wrong. I think that's mostly going to come from the fan base, which is fine. The fan voice is why we're here. Like, it matters, but it's not always, you know, to be put it mildly, it's not always objective. And then you're going to hear from everybody else, which is everything I saw today online was like, what? And that's really how I tend to be about Bills and Sabres stuff, is more on that side of it, which is not to say we have to fight. People are saying like, oh, well, they got better today. Guess what? Every time you've traded a draft pick for a player, you got better that day. But we know better than that, right? I also got, if they win a Super Bowl, we'll love it. Wow, really? Tell me that again? I didn't think about that yet. If they, every trade in the history of sports looks good if you won a Super Bowl or a title. That's needless. You know, that's useless. They have spent so much money at wide receiver, a position group everybody kind of thinks they're bad at, to rank second in the league in cap at receiver after today. DJ Moore hasn't played a down yet for them, so we'll see what happens. It's exciting. It's interesting to talk about. They didn't sit still. He's a known player. He's really talented. I'm just sort of bracing for, I'm not going to lose sleep over this. It's a year is going to go by first, but I'm sort of, I guess, expecting there to be stuff with him. And maybe that's not fair, but that's my whatever level perception of DJ Moore through his career is. You know, eventually, I don't want to hear any more excuses. I don't want to hear about how your quarterback wasn't that good. They gave him the best quarterback prospect in years, and, you know, it was mixed. And it's not to say that Caleb Williams was perfect, but it was, at best, mixed. And I want a guy that the Bills would invest in like this to be better than that. I want it to be somebody that is just, like, you don't have to have those conversations. You don't have to have those questions about his work rate or whatever it is, you know? He's not big. I'm not going to hold that against him, except for how Mike Evans is, and that the Bills really don't have big at wide receiver. I mean, not in spades. So there it is. It's tons of money, and at some point that does matter. I'm sure there will be a lot of it doesn't coming my way in the next few hours or months. Like, it actually doesn't matter, the salary cap and all of that. I mean, I think it should. To anybody who's serious about this, I think it should. But I will concede there are, you know, compromises you can make or should make even sometimes. And the Bills, of course, have been so close. Will DJ Moore be the difference? I mean, that's the bet. I would have liked a second round pick. I got excited this morning before any of this, listening to Jeremy and Joe talk about the Rams. And a light bulb went on in my head. Like, this is exactly what the Bills should do, is how the Rams not necessarily trade their number one pick, the Bills, for some all-pro, but load up on the back half of the draft. You know, they haven't done a lot of that. And the Rams have been lucky to do so well with their picks on day three, but they've also had a lot of them. And I got jealous. I'm hearing about that. I think of the Rams. I think of a team that sells their draft picks, but they only sold some of their early ones. And the whole point, the right point on the draft is what you don't know. And so give me dart throws toward the end. Could even be round four, which is not even that late, but it's still Saturday. It's still day three. Give me more of that. And on a team like the Bills are right now, with a lot of, you know, questions, if not issues or problems. I mean, their roster isn't terrible, but they have a lot of issues, you know, or questions about like who's going to do what and how many players are going to end up replacing. To me, the right strategy would be to move down, which I always say, admittedly, because I think it's right, and get to a point where you have 12 draft picks in this draft, say. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy with a number like 20, because that's ridiculous, even if it was fun to do that at firstpick.com 10 years ago. But, you know, give me some real quantity. And don't you think, don't you agree? Wouldn't you like to think that, because most fans, I think that some teams are better at this than others. I mean, it has to be true on a certain level, but the margins are probably pretty slight. But I think most fans think, you know, how many... You know people, maybe it's even you. You know people in your life who think Brandon Bean is bad at drafting. I don't think he's bad at drafting. I think there's a lot of luck in it, and it's a team effort. And, you know, maybe some miscalculations have happened, but I don't think most teams are really bad at it. And I don't think, likewise, most teams are that much better than the field at it. I think there's a lot, it's small samples. It's more just kind of random. Not all random, but a lot of it is. Wouldn't you like to think that your Bills, our Bills, if you will, can beat, not beat the game, but come in above average in figuring out what to do with their draft? Wouldn't you like to think that? I don't think most fans think that. And as long as they not move into Saturday or even Friday and sort of bulk up, then, well, it's going to be tougher for them to change that history or narrative. They did add a fifth today. I got a tweet about, like, the draft value of the different rounds and everything. I mentioned this already. A second or even a third is, by numbers, exponentially more valuable than a fifth. But to clarify, what I like about what the Rams' point is having a lot of those picks and... I don't know. I think the Bills are kind of, in general, a team that could do well to bring in the word I think we would use in media is infusion of young talent. So, I don't know. I don't love the player, but he's talented. I hate the cost. I cannot believe that the Bears were able to get as much as a second for DJ Moore, no matter what the fifth is worth. I can't believe that happened. But you know, it's almost spring. I mean, we want to be in a good mood and it's a good player they didn't have at a position of need. So, right. What else can I say? 803-0550 for your calls. Oh, one more thing I must say. Bulldog is not here. Can you imagine if he was just sitting here this whole time and I'm like talking, we should try that. At what point would he just like, hi, I mean, we're on camera now, so you would see him. That's funny. Maybe G did a thing where you like he's superimposed, like he's actually sitting here. He's not. He's we're trading sick days, it seems, lately. But yeah, so he's not here. I need to say that. How do you feel? We will talk about Colton Parayko flipping off the Sabres. Yep, that is the news from today. He's not Cowboy Dan's not coming. And so plan B, I guess. Travis Yost will join me at 4:30. He'll want to talk Bills, too. I wish we had the whole day with Travis, but that's, you know, asking a lot. Sal Capaccio as well, then pregame Sabres-Penguins at 6. Let's hear from you. Here's Steve with us. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Okay.
I just wanted to make a few points about DJ Moore. I think he's a fine player, but in my perspective, every other GM in the NFL should be calling Bean right now to ask him out to dinner because he just got hosed. Good player, but when you look at it, in my mind, all the money that they could have or that they have to free up to spend on this player could have been put towards trying to re-sign Connor McGovern and David Edwards and keeping a second-round pick. I can't see the value there.
Okay, thanks, Steve. This is where I have to be careful. I think where everybody should be careful. Because for everything I've said already, I'm not a huge fan here of this move, this player and trade. But I can't pretend that I didn't care a lot about adding a receiver. And then, or thus tell you that I wish they would have spent it on linemen. Like that I can't say that. I won't. I couldn't say that. Because I think wide receiver was important. And this accomplishes that. I mean, is everybody eats dead? Is it no longer everybody eats? Like, are we never going to hear that again? I wouldn't mind if we never heard that again. Because everybody mostly snacked and nibbled. But that's tougher when you're making this kind of a purchase. It shouldn't be everybody eats, right? How do you do this? And then advertise how we're going to, you know, spread the ball so everybody is involved, and that's what's going to make us different and good. You can't, you really, that's got to be put to bed. Yeah, I wouldn't have preferred the Bills make their number one priority lineman. I just can't believe they had to pay this price for this player. Simply, that's it. I'm going to be excited to have this player. And I think it should make them more dangerous. I mean, that's obviously what they're going for. I just cannot believe what it cost. And that's kind of the thing with the Bills, isn't it? Isn't that sort of usually the criticism is, wow, what? I mean, I was tweeting this morning about, I guess I don't follow a lot of fans or any fans I don't know, but nobody on my feed was impressed. It's analysts, it's fantasy. I mean, for fantasy, it's a different kind of, it's a different context, but nobody was, people were like, the Barnwells of the world were in disbelief that this actually needed to be what you paid for DJ Moore. I relate to that. That's to me, the leading voice. Right? I mean, there's going to be a range of opinions on the player, but pretty much everybody will tell you he's talented, and I'm not going to say he's not. It's just what it cost. And I think, I don't know what you do with this in terms of if you're having a conversation with somebody, but if somebody's going to tell you it doesn't matter what it costs, what do you do? What do you say next? Okay, well, what I tend to think is I can't talk to you about this. I think it does matter. And if you think it doesn't, how am I going to convince you that it does? If you're just going to tell me that the cap is meaningless and that who needs draft picks, well, you know, save that for somebody, for the next guy. I can't have a conversation with somebody who's going to tell me that. I think it does matter. I think it absolutely should matter to the Bills. They would never tell you that it doesn't matter to them. But it still happened. Bean had that quote recently where he said that a flaw in his game, not an exact quote, a flaw in his game is sometimes people need to tell me no. That person called in sick. That whoever that person is that he's thinking of when he says that people, you know, sometimes need to rein him in was not around today. Because just, buddy, I mean, just be patient and see what happens to DJ Moore. Who was bidding against you for DJ Moore? I wonder. He would have an answer to that, I would hope. The Bears would. I don't know. I don't know who it is. The Bills were not the only team that needed a receiver, but I don't know. Yikes. A second? The draft is 6 weeks away. A friend of mine tweeted at me, how come this second wasn't so available to the league back in October? Good point. Great point. Here's Zach next. Hi, Zach.
Hey, so I would like to start off by asking, do you know who led the Chicago Bears in receiving last year?
I don't.
Colston Loveland with only 700 and change. So they clearly had the everybody eats bug too, which I'm yeah. I
think oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. That's not a conclusion I would draw. Like he's a first round pick. So and it was close.
So was DJ Moore, right?
DJ Moore was picked 8 years ago.
Okay. Let me say this though. Okay, so Stephon Diggs and DJ Moore. I just divided the numbers up. Their career numbers are eerily similar. Stephon averages a little more catches. DJ Moore a little bit more touchdowns.
Okay. Well, his career is closer to over. So, I mean, that's the point about the second round pick is you're trading for somebody who's near the end of his career. When the Bills traded for Diggs, they were more. It was more a player in his prime.
He's 29 years old. He's not near the end of his career. He's not Mike Evans coming off an injury. You know?
Well, I preferred Mike Evans because I think he's a lot better. That's really it. And yes, he's older, but you know the Bears. There it is. Like Colston Loveland, it was really close. He came on. That was not trending to happen until later on in the season, and he had big weeks. As I think of it, I mean, I guess I should have to have looked this up too, but it was really close between four guys. It was not DJ Moore. It was his worst season by statistics. And I'm not sitting here telling you from any position of authority that he was in decline. I don't know that. And I'm not really seeing that today. Just know that it's a tougher bet when you're trading for a player who's not even yet 29, but he will be before the season starts, I guess April. So, yeah, okay, well, here we go. We settle in for 6 months of whether this was a good move. And then the game start. Then we'll really know. 803-0550 for your calls. Thank you, Zach. We have Travis Yost, Sal Capaccio, like I mentioned, Sabres pregame at 6 o'clock. What's your take? Bulldog is not well. Hopefully tomorrow. Trade deadline day tomorrow. Come on. We gotta take our medicine here, both of us. I missed 2 days ago, so I'm not, being critical. We're all going through it. Lines are open for you. Thanks for listening. There's a lot to talk about, and we'll continue doing so after this break. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Yeah, with him, I've kind of seen the nuances to an offense when he took over the play calling when he was the OC in Carolina. He had new routes, new concepts, everything. It's been a joy to watch him in Buffalo with Josh and see what they've done. Their offense has been electric.
That is DJ Moore sitting with our friend Matt Harmon. Might have been the Super Bowl. Here's to it. You don't have to love it. I don't. But we all hope it works. He's good. He shouldn't be too old. We just have 6 months to talk about it. And I think the price the Bills paid is insane. Pretty much. 803-0550. Travis Yost in an hour. Travis is maybe my single favorite hockey analyst, and he's also a Bills fan. And I don't know what it tells us about what it's going to sound like in an hour, but he just sent me a list of Bills Panthers connections, and it's 49 people long. Did Travis like compile that? Holy cow. Starting with McDermott and Bean. There's a Captain Munnerlin sighting.
I know we all joke about it, but 49 people does feel just insane.
And it has been almost a decade, but Jeremy's tweet was Bills trade for someone they know, and
well, he's gonna be from Carolina.
He's right. Here's Steve next. Hi, Steve.
What's going on? Good afternoon.
Hi.
So I've just been listening to what you're saying. The more I think about, the more I come around about the trade. They need a receiver. But let me ask you this. Say they make this trade for Jaylen Waddle for the second round. Would you feel differently?
Probably. Younger, better, out of my division? Probably. I don't know the money.
So personally, DJ's
just a year older or a year and a half older than Waddle.
Yeah.
And he's more productive. He hasn't missed a game. I mean, Waddle's missed how many games, you know,
yeah,
what I'm saying? So,
right. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's a good question, but I think more of Waddle as a player, younger, and I don't have to play him twice. So that's my quick reaction to your question.
Appreciate the call.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for calling me. Owen is next. Hi, Owen.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to praise the move a little bit. Everybody's like complaining about how we haven't been aggressive going to try to attack to get a receiver. And now we do, and everybody has a problem with it. The season that we had traded for Diggs that season, Diggs was 27 years old. And now a 28-year-old DJ Moore is too old. And then complaining about what we paid, it's almost identical to what the Texans paid us for Diggs for a one-year rental. Just feels like everybody's piling on Bean when, like, we should be praising him for actually being aggressive.
Well, Diggs was 26 when the Bills traded for him.
Yeah,
so
during the season, he was 27 years, so about a year and a half difference is what, okay, I'm saying. It's like the Waddle. Like, Waddle's okay, but DJ Moore is too old. It's a year and a half difference.
Well, listen, I don't know where you get your noise, and I can tell you where I get mine. But you're saying everybody's hating on it? Is that what you're hearing? Like, people are all hating on it?
From the recent callers, like the last guy's the first guy I've seen really defend it. And then I go on Twitter and I'm seeing people complain about it. It just feels like we're piling on Bean just because, like, it's a little bit of a Bean hate trade right now, which is well deserved. But
not for me.
Finally, he's aggressive to go get a receiver, and we're mad that it's not the one we want. I think
aggressive is the wrong point. And I would have said this every single time. Drafting Keon Coleman at pick 33 is not a lack of aggressiveness. It's bold. Drafting Dalton Kincaid in the first round is not a lack of aggressiveness. It's the opposite. Like, the Bills have not failed, if that's how you'd want to put it. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you would. The Bills have not failed at pass catcher for a lack of trying. Look at the list. It's not 49 people like Travis's Carolina list. Look at the people they've brought in. Like, it's not like they just ignore. Palmer was expensive. Shakir got a huge extension. Like, they've done tons of work at the position.
Last year, we were signing guys off the street. We're not trading for anybody. It was a lack of aggressiveness with where we were in terms of last year.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. The Bean wanted you to know after the deadline passed that he tried for Waddle. Like, is that a lack of aggressiveness? Is that, like, not trying to trade for Waddle, or is it just not succeeding? So,
okay, I just mean I think we maybe aggressive is not the right term, but, like, I feel like we should be praising this more than complaining about a year and a half difference, or we gave up a second round pick when we had got that in compensation for Diggs, who was a 1 year rental.
Well, I would put those things together, Owen. Like, it's an equation, and the age difference and the money that they've promised him. I mean, they even reworked him to guarantee money in 3 years. Like, it's not just one thing or the other. It's all of it together that, for me, makes this tough. And then who the player is. And we can all have different opinions about the player. I'm not telling you I don't think he's good. I guess I'm going to have to say this every 5 minutes. He was somebody who was never in my hair. Like, DJ Moore is not Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill or somebody I had to play against, like, ever. But, I mean, have they ever actually played against him? But still, like, what you got from him were these sort of weird moments or excuses. And I just thought there were better ideas that would have probably been cheaper. And I thought, if you told me they were going to get DJ Moore, I'm like, okay, well, there's talent there, but I'm not going to really pay anything, right? It's going to be kind of free because the Bears don't want him around. Everybody knows that. And it so wasn't. But, you know, there's probably two sides to every one of those stories. Walking off the field during a play? Who's ever seen that before? I mean, he was so fed up with, and are Bills fans going to just tell me now, like, that's fine? I hope not. I hope we're sort of honest about this to ourselves. And then the last play of their season was against the Rams in the playoffs in overtime, and Caleb Williams is picked off, and now you're going to tell me this is a Collinsworth problem, probably, because I know Bills fans and Collinsworth, like, that makes any sense. He goes right into, like, what did DJ Moore just do? Why did he stop? And I don't know. Why did he stop? There's just stuff with him that even from way out here turned me off. And then you tell me I got to pay a second and promise him huge money for 3 years. Like, I don't know. I'm out. They're in. I'm out. Here's David next. Hi, David.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I'm fine.
Look, I'm probably beating a dead horse here, but I mean, a second round pick for, you know, a guy with this production and the price tag that it comes with it makes absolutely no sense. And it just kind of reinforces like what has been Bean's Achilles heel. I mean, like, just no concept for ROI from a salary cap perspective. And we're paying a lot of mid guys to do a lot of mid things. It's not Josh Allen's contract.
Yeah, that's a fair, straightforward line about it, I think. Yeah, thanks. Here is Jerry next. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Okay.
Do you ever have a player on your fantasy team that taints what you think of him because you watch him much more closely? I had DJ Moore 2 years ago, and all I kept thinking is, all I see out of him, it might have been a product of Justin Fields, are the Shakir routes, the bubble screens, everything within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. And I think 29 to the cap and giving up a second rounder is a huge price for someone that I haven't seen exhibit what we need.
Well, I don't know. That part of it is up in the air for me because, like, there is a stat today about how he's had top five targets of more than 20 air yards in the league over the last few years, whatever the exact statistic is. So I don't think he's just running all short. And if he is, that's not necessarily a DJ Moore flaw. So I'm not inclined to bang on him for that. I mean, I think he's probably a pretty complete player. And I've got the likes of Matt Harmon telling me so, who, you know, I know who to listen to, I think. And that's a lot for me. So I'm not down on him as a player in any way, except for kind of like the weirdness of certain moments. And that just sort of takes me back to Diggs. Same college, by the way. It takes me back to Diggs because the Bills got Stephon Diggs and he was such a home run. And then it kind of changed to the point where, do we want to care about like that he's sort of putting his arms out toward Allen, like make a better throw? Do we want to care about that? These guys have a relationship. They've been an elite combination. Do we want to care about that? And I did, because I thought that was such a bad sign for where they all were. And maybe I was right, because they traded them, and I was not expecting that. And I get that from this player, too. That's probably at least a little unfair, because he hasn't been here yet, and I'm not closely examining his routes or his team, even. But that's like what I think of, because, and this, as it happens with receivers, this kind of happens a lot where you've got this production and this talent and this level of stardom, but you know why this A, B, and C? And that's the impression I have of DJ Moore, that there's stuff that I kind of hope just doesn't come to the surface, but I'm just a fan out here like you are having your own opinion of the player. And yes, of course I've had that opinion about players in fantasy because I've had everybody in fantasy. I have everybody every year. Here's Louie next. Hi, Louie.
Mike, you know what? I love you to death, but I have to disagree with you today. I really, really do. Because DJ Moore, okay, I know what you're saying about prima donnas, the receivers, they put up some, you know, they smirk, they complain, they cry. I get it, the prima donnas. But the guy is productive. Okay, he didn't have a great year last year, but if you look at his numbers, look at his average per catch, look at his availability, the guy never misses a game, the guy's good, the guy's a steady route runner. Yeah, okay, we gave up a second, but Mike, let's be honest, more like a third-round pick, okay? Look where we're picking. We're getting back a fifth.
Coleman a first-round pick, too?
Hey, there's busts everywhere, man.
Do you call Coleman a first-round pick if this trading a second is actually a third? Is that how we're going to do this? It's not a second?
I'm just saying, I'm just saying it's a late second round pick. Okay,
yeah.
It's not a mid second round pick or high second round pick.
Louis, you're not telling me a single thing I don't know.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is he's a good player.
I said that too.
Simply, he's a good. Well, what are you complaining about? What's the issue?
Haven't you been listening?
Yeah, you didn't like the value. I get it. You don't.
Well,
like
there's your answer. You answered your own question.
But you think that they're going to cut him and just let him go like that? There's a lot of if they do that, it's because they don't want they're cap struck. Okay, I get it. Every team is in a certain situation. Some teams are different from the cap than other teams. But the guy is a good player, Mike. We haven't had a player on our team that's been available. Okay, so this guy at least is good.
Well, listen, I'm not wearing my Bills goggles, I guess, Louis. I can't even hear you anymore. I don't know. I didn't say I knew the Bears were going to release him. I just know that there was speculation along those lines because his role was compromised and the money is ridiculous for a player giving them what he gave them last year, and he's a year older. So I'm not telling you, don't go telling people that in your life that I said that. I just read that it was possible. And I just can never imagine feeling like I'm just so far removed, so out of touch with like this kind of speculation that I would feel like I had to give a second round pickup, which is not a third. It is late. You're not telling me anything I don't know. I'm sorry if you thought you were. 803-0550. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is out sick. Tomorrow is NHL trade deadline day. And so we very much want to have him back for that, as we do every day. Thanks for listening. Your calls are welcome. This is WGR.